So they got Joe Mazzulla yesterday. That's Sam Hauser.
Yeah, that's Sam Hauser, the Celtics star, Sam Hauser.
We can't get Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. We have to get Sam Hauser.
They could not be bothered.
Was there audio, or did they just not get the audio? Like, did they actually speak, or did they just not get it?
No, this is who we got.
Sam Hauser.
Sam Hauser, here. I'll give you a different one.
Obviously, they're a really good team. They got a lot of good guards, good length. I feel like their bigs are playing well. Obviously, their guards are all-star level guards. So, I mean, it's going to be a good matchup. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be competitive, and, you know, hopefully the Boston crowd comes out.
Peyton Pritchard.
Where's Luke Kornet? We didn't hear from him, or Xavier Tillman.
He's awesome. He is awesome.
Pritchard did have a good series against us. He made shots.
He did. Luke Kornet. Every shot.
All right. Sam Hauser. Great. Awesome. Boy, you can feel that. It's a palpable feeling over there in Boston as we get ready for this game.
Taking it seriously.
Could tonight change the way you feel about the Cavs for the rest of the year? In the postseason? Answer that after this. Start your game day with the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show after Afternoon Drive's Nick Wilson and Spencer Germ. Jonathan Peterlin. They're broadcasting live this Thursday from 2 to 7 at Fairview Tavern in Fairview Park. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan. It's presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing, and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Cook tonight. Change the way you view the Cleveland Cavaliers, one way or the other. One way or the other. Tone, answer the question.
Yeah, I think it could. I think it absolutely could. I
agree.
It shouldn't, right? It really shouldn't.
It will, and this may be where I'm in my own head here. So keep me honest. Keep me honest. I think it would. You say it shouldn't. I think it can. I think it alters how I feel how they can get through a ceiling. But I wouldn't feel like terribly worse if they lost tonight against Boston. I don't know one wants to discuss that. But like if they lost tonight against Boston, I'm going to be like, oh, they're a bunch of frauds. Like, that's not going to happen.
No, nobody should be calling
but
the Cavs.
But if they win.
If the Cavs lost tonight, and we talked about the injury issues. If you're just joining us now, you've got Sam Merrill's questionable. LeVert is questionable. Okoro is questionable. Wade is out.
Dean Wade is out.
And Wade being out is of particular interest to me because one thing the Celtics, I thought, were able to do last year in that series, in that five-game series, they were really able to take advantage of posting up like Garland, posting up Mitchell, and posting up Strus, who obviously is not going to play tonight. They could get those matchups with Tatum and Brown that really, really is the difference in what they're able to do. Because remember, Porzingis was not healthy in that series. They just could pick us apart with those matchups. And doesn't mean it wasn't a competitive series. Like those games had moments where they were very competitive. But it felt like in that series when the Celtics wanted to, they really took advantage of some of the personnel issues. In this case, not having Wade out there really stinks because he can kind of get up into both Tatum and Brown in a way other guys cannot. Like if those guys are on, if Tatum and Brown shoot the ball well tonight, there's just not much you can do. Because Mobley can defend one of them, or if Okoro's healthy, he could defend one of them. But Wade not being out there really creates a bit of a disadvantage. Vegas has them as 4.5-point favorites tonight over the undefeated Cavs and the best offense in NBA history, Cavs.
Yeah, wait, what's the line again you said?
It was 4.5. I don't know if it changed today.
Okay. I think you're right about everything you just said about what you said about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. That's true. I think it's a measuring stick game. I think Cavs fans are tired of hearing about how weak their schedule is, even though the Boston Celtics have had a weaker schedule by strength of schedule. Now, it's early in the season, but again, if they're going to sit there and you guys are on Reddit way more than I am. You guys have bickered with. I didn't realize there were Celtics fans to bicker with. Not that there's no Celtics fans. There's plenty of Celtics fans. It's just I'm used to seeing stuff between Cleveland and Pittsburgh fans or even back in the day like Cleveland and Golden State Warriors fans. I have not seen a bunch of Celtics fans dive bombing into things on social media. But apparently there's a big back and forth between fans and who has the weaker schedule. Well, easily, just by looking at ESPN, it says right here the weaker schedule has been the Boston Celtics. It's negligible in the grand scheme of things, but I don't think anybody can say that. if they do win tonight with the guys that are out, because I do think that these guys play a significant role in one way or the other. Okoro, when it comes down to defense, Dean Wade has done great at stretching the floor. Hopefully his is not too terribly serious. And Caris LeVert obviously does a good job trying to come in, be the microwave, and doing a lot of other things for him.
Caris LeVert's been incredible.
And he's been great to start this season. So these are possibilities here, with the first two questionable, the other one out. Like, this could be a tough matchup for the Cavs. If they come out and they win this one, well, then they're 16-0. So then you go, well, okay, how long can this streak go?
Exactly.
But the second thing is, like, all right, you've beaten them. I know that they don't have Porzingis. I know that the regular season is a long marathon of a season, but I think it does make us feel better about, all right, you're an Eastern Conference Finals team, certainly. I think it proves that you're an Eastern Conference Finals team, and then there's a possibility you can get through Boston. Because, I mean, when they do have Porzingis, they are the class of the NBA. I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything like that. But I do think tonight is significant for just our mindset as fans of how we can get through this, how we can get through a second-round matchup and get to an Eastern Conference Finals and see where we would go against Boston.
Yeah, I mean, just remember, like, the overtime win you had last year over Boston, and then any time you can go into Boston and try to get a victory. You know, these two teams, after they had their series last year, where, again, the games were competitive. You had moments in these games, even when Boston could shoot the lights out and kind of drill anybody. You had ways to stay competitive. And then what Evan Mobley did at the end of the series, where Evan Mobley came alive and had a lot of people around the NBA going, oh, where's that been? Yeah. He can do that. Anytime Horford's going to try to guard him, he can just dominate him like that, which is what was happening at the end of that series. So it does. They're absolutely a measuring stick. Even though we're the undefeated team, even though we're the team everybody's talking about, and we're the team at the top of the Eastern Conference standings and the NBA standings, I still think everybody would pick Boston in a series against the Cavs.
I don't think that,
and that's not big disrespect.
I don't think so either.
Celtics have earned that.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't find it to be a disrespect to the Cavs. I find it to be more just, this is what the Celtics have been. They had an historic run last year. A lot of people were wondering whether or not they'd be able to finish it off. They did, and now the question is, as they're built the way they are, how many more can they rifle off before that team were to split up in some form or fashion at some point? So your goal is to get in the way of that. You can start to do that tonight. 216-474-0092. Can tonight change how you feel about the Cavs one way or the other? If they win tonight, I do think it opens up a conversation about a finals run. I really do. Or do you think it could go the other way? I don't. Lima doesn't either. We'll see if you guys agree. 216-474-0092.